When we knew for sure that we were getting the ambulance, Northern Emergency Organization ran an ad in the North Frontenac News asking for volunteers to take a course to work on the ambulance. We were given an emergency first response course by Bob Taylor. The course then, at the first course, there were 12 people, three of whom had responded to the ad. They were Betty Pierce, Rick Wilson, and a lady by the name of Janine Judkins, who had been an EMT in the States. The others were former Northern Emergency Organization members. After the first course, more volunteers came forward, and Bob gave the course a second time. The ambulance was delivered in August 1985, and we officially went into service in September that year. The 15 that I have numbered on the list that I put up on the board there are the first 15 who were available when the ambulance first went into service. We got a stipend of $2 an hour for being on time, on standby, and $30 for a call. When Bob and family came to live in here first, they lived in the Pine Grove Motel for a while, and the ambulance was kept there. When cold weather came, it was deemed that the ambulance would be left with whoever was designated the driver on that particular shift, and they met the partner at agreed-upon spots.